Okay, it's time to talk wheels. It's the Car Guy Show with automotive consumer tips, industry updates, interviews, and enthusiast news. If you care about cars, this show's for you. Now you're tuned in, so let's get tuned up with your host. Here he is, Steve Ford, the Car Guy.
Hello and welcome to another segment of the Car Guy Show here coming at you from the broadcast tower of News Talk 990 KTMS. We're connecting you to automotive consumer and enthusiast news, insights, and interviews anywhere you're hearing our signal in Santa Barbara and the surrounding communities. In today's program, we're moving into a close-up. We'll shift from car care and enthusiast topics to continue our periodic visits into the world of new cars and trends in the dealership showroom, where each year we have access to a preview of the next year's models at the nation's auto shows at convention centers from Los Angeles across the middle of America, winding down at the final auto show each year in New York. Now, here with you, the new car topic just weeks after the automakers took down their neon brand emblazoned displays and shipped their prototypes and newly unveiled new production vehicles back to their fleets and their headquarters. We look to the showrooms to vote with our purchase dollars on what we'll drive into the next year. That is, if you are in the new car buying mode. Now, still, even if you're not about to go new car shopping, stay tuned, because in today's segment, we're going to look at what's behind the thinking, engineering, and product strategy that has set one auto brand as one of the fastest growing and most respected car companies in the way they've grown in the past decade. And to think that this automaker was often overlooked by buyers when their first model arrived in showrooms in 1986. Today, the models that this company produces are on a range of segments that buyers have shopping lists to include, from the entry level to the top-end luxury segment. The company's Hyundai. And if you hadn't caught this in the recent auto news, Hyundai was just recognized for superior dependability with their number one position just awarded to them with their Sonata model. This news, combined with the question where Hyundai is at today, prompted me to reach out to them for today's feature topic. When we come back from this break, we'll be joined by a product manager from Hyundai to learn insights about their growth toward 2014 and beyond. You're tuned in to the Car Guy Show on News Talk 990 KTMS. Stay with us. We'll be right back after these messages.
In the old-time movies, you used to see an automobile junkyard as a place with rusty old wrecks and big cranes scrapping obsolete machines. Those days were black and white, and today's a world of digital full color. And in the new era of the green car, Steelhead Auto Recycling is at the leading edge of used auto parts. As new and future cars approach 100% recyclability, more than 70% of even older car and truck parts find new life as they come back in service at Steelhead Auto Recyclers, which means huge savings for you. You'll save on major parts such as engines and transmissions, but you can also repair and refresh your wheels with money-saving body trim and accessory parts, from hubcaps to glass, doors, fenders, taillights, and accessories. With a full-service counter and national parts search power and the new self-service section at Steelhead Auto Recycling, you'll save both ways. Plus the security of a full 90-day warranty on all parts. Digital on the web at buyused.net or analog by phone at 683-8557. That's 683-8557. Steelhead Auto Recycling.
Hey, you know about getting the job done right. If you want it done right, do it yourself. Well, that's what car and truck buffs, owners of classics, custom cars, and wise consumers know when they visit Daily Car Bath, Santa Barbara's downtown coin-operated car wash supercenter for more than 40 years. After discovering Daily Car Bath for my own cars, I've returned to give my machines the superior wash and cleaning care that all car buffs appreciate. At Daily Car Bath, you'll find premium hog's hair wash brushes with conditioned soft water and five-star with foaming high-sudsing auto shampoo that literally floats debris off your vehicle's finish, along with consistent high-pressure washing and available non-acid low-pressure wheel and tire cleaner. And for that special finish, DI&I spot-free rinse to help dissolve and eliminate mineral spot, and spray wax formulated with clear coat protectant included in the cycle. See why Daily Car Bath is known as the place where customers send their friends. And take it from a fellow car buff: when it comes to the best in car care appearance, you'll find it all at Daily Car Bath, open 24 hours a day at the corner of Anna Kappa and Coda Streets. Quality, economy, and that showroom shine.
auto parts. May I help you?
Yeah, you stock serpentine belts?
Serpentine? What do you have, a snake under your hood? Parts counter, what's up?
Yeah, I need pads and rotors for an 02 Ford Mustang.
Pads and a distributor rotor? You mean pads and drums?
No, pads and rotors. I think I'll try a few more calls.
Larry's Auto Parts, Phil.
I'm looking for pads and front rotors for an 02 Mustang.
Okay, we stocked the pads. What's your concern on the rotors?
Sounds like the pads have just hit metal.
Well, bring them in and let's measure them. There's a good chance we can machine them for a fresh surface and save you money, too.
Well, yeah. Hey, what about windshield wipers?
Well, we stock wipers and we offer free installation. And in most cases, just the refills without buying the entire blade.
More than auto parts, more than service. Along with a national CarQuest brand. Expertise you experience every visit. Larry's 8-Day Auto Parts, Old Town Goleta, 964-3545. That's 964-3545.
I'm Larry's Auto Parts owner, Phil Unander. Our team is here to be your solution.
So you're one of those lucky car enthusiasts who has the privilege of owning a rare, vintage, antique, or maybe one of those British specialty cars, the kind that makes heads turn and brings compliments at stoplights. Let's say a Model A Ford, a 29 Buick, or one of those stunning Packards from the 1930s. But one of the challenges of these rare vehicles is finding an auto professional who can wake up that historic machine so the engine will sing that special tune, or have headlights that both glow equally. Maybe just an old-fashioned tune-up the way it used to be, or even servicing that other ancient device, a carburetor. Sounds like a long time ago? Not at East West Motors, where servicing, repairing, and reviving mechanical gems is a daily craft. Owned and operated by a veteran Concours d'Elegance judge who knows what 100-point quality looks like. At East West Motors, you experience what 100-point collector car service feels like. Call 965-7003. That's 965-7003. It's the best shop this side of Radiator Springs.
My name is Roy Miller, and I approve of this message.
Okay, we're back with you on the Car Guys Show on News Talk 990 KTMS. Now, maybe you didn't consider the 1986 Hyundai Excel a car to make you do a double take on the styling or possible purchase decision, but the chances are today that you may have very likely turned your head and done a double take on the latest Hyundai models, as they're in almost every model segment with a pretty cool-looking vehicle, and now fast-growing into the high-end luxury segment. Let's go over for a new car insight view via phone with a visit into the Hyundai world. In the new car showroom in 2013, heading into 2014, we're just coming off the back end of a number of months of the auto manufacturers all competing for media attention and consumer attention as they unveil and promote their newest products. And we have the opportunity today to move in for a close-up on the Hyundai brand with the Equus product manager, the 2014 Equus, which is the flagship of the Hyundai brand. And it's my pleasure to bring on Ricky Liao from Hyundai, a product manager for the Equus. Welcome to the Car Guys Show, Ricky. It's good to have you.
Hey, thanks again, Steve, for having me.
I'm struck by the difference between where Hyundai is in the marketplace today in 2013 going into 2014 and where the brand was in 1986. Am I correct? Isn't that when the first vehicle came out, 1986, for Hyundai?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
Back in the days of the old Excel. We've had a long journey since that period of time to where we are today, you know. And a lot of people, you know, think in some ways that we might be an overnight success, but, you know, when we remember the journey that we took, you can see how we've really, you know, changed that brand and people's image and perception of the Hyundai brand and its capability. I like to call it our transformation from being a value brand to a valuable brand.
Sounds like an abbreviated step if we go right from 1986 to 2014. Yeah. You expanded from the Excel back in 1986, and I realize that was before the time that you were on board with Hyundai, but the audience would appreciate it having nothing to do with you folks over there to answer for this company, but I remember in the 80s we had the Yugo, and that was a vehicle that could have been, had it had a better start and had more reliability or more staying power, the audience can appreciate that from Yugoslavia, a well-intended vehicle with some qualities, certainly fuel economy and all the good things that we want in 2013, 2014, it could have still been here had it solved the reliability problem. So Hyundai came in and paid its dues. And so when you say, yeah, it was a long journey, well, just by the number of years, we can see it's clearly a long journey. But I think that maybe what you're trying to be sure people know, and I'll affirm that, is that Hyundai has suddenly accelerated more dramatically in recent years, and I noted before we went on and looking at some of the material and background on Hyundai, you received the number one position for your Sonata with the J.D. Power quality and dependability recognition. So I think the audience probably either knows that generally or now knows that specifically. But you've expanded. You've got the Elantra, the Genesis, which people can recognize as one of the early vehicles in terms of your move into the luxury segment. The Genesis Coupe for car enthusiasts who want performance and that kind of cool look. The Santa Fe, giving that SUV world an answer to their question. And a big success with the Sonata. And then you've got the Tucson. So I want to note that as you go into the Equus, just to highlight for us how exciting that is for you, I think the audience can appreciate you have now got a lot of automakers staying up at night. Am I right?
Yeah, definitely. I think when we launched the Equus back in late 2010, I think a lot of people saw that as being a pretty bold move for us. You know, we obviously made our first foray into the luxury space when we launched the Genesis back in 2008.
Right.
And, you know, at the time, nobody knew we were heading into, you know, really into the heart of a pretty big recession for everybody.
That's right.
But that product has done so well in the market space, and it really changed the image and perception from a lot of people what the capabilities of the company was.
Yep.
I think we were under the radar a little bit, probably in the late 90s and the early 2000s.
Yeah.
We had the quality, we had the reliability that was there.
Yeah.
And what we did was we supplemented that with obviously some pretty dynamic designs, our Genesis, with our new Sonata, with the following Elantra and Accent launches. And, of course, now leaning into our flagship Equus sedan, which when you look at that vehicle, it is pound for pound, step for step, competitive with anything in the premium luxury segment. It's the most comprehensively equipped vehicle that's standard in that segment. You know, when you look at all the features that are available and the quality that it's there.
When you hit those points on the Hyundai Equus, let me back up to the Genesis for a moment because of the because of the lineage, and the audience might appreciate that you know, as a product manager, you not only have lived in the conference rooms and with the engineering and the discussions with South Korea, obviously the manufacturing and production. I mean, there's so many things that a product manager would touch in the decision-making process in the 2.5 years that led up to this redesign for 2014 that I read about.
Yep.
What I want to back up on it for a moment is, since we're on radio, not TV or a newspaper for this particular connection with you, I want to help the audience to understand they have heard the Hyundai brand. You were talking about the Genesis and the Equus. And I think, speaking for myself, as I look at the designs, what first caught my eye when I saw the Genesis launch was it had a little bit of a hint of some of the best styling cues of other vehicle brands that were just hinting at similarity. And I don't think there's any shame to that. I mean, everybody has one manufacturer or the other introduces one theme or another, and they all have similarities. So let me toss it back to you with this question. For folks out there, they'd know the Genesis has sort of a European look to it, let's just say in general. Is that a fair way to put it?
Yeah, it has a premium European flavor.
Yeah, right. And I could name the brands under that, but I think the audience would be like, yeah, we know those. So we'll move on straight into what differentiates now when you sell the Equus, feature for feature, safety, value, performance. I was struck by the, I mean, obviously, I want to be sure folks understand one thing that catches a car enthusiast. You've got a 5-liter double overhead cam V8 producing 429 horsepower, 367 pound-feet of torque. We have 430 horsepower V8. So I want the audience to know, maybe you're shopping for horsepower, maybe you're shopping for safety, maybe you're shopping for styling. I'm looking at Lexus, BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar, Audi. Talk to me about how you want me. We're in the showroom together. I want you to picture me walking into the glass windows. You got all the banners. And I say to you, now tell me something. Ricky, this is a cool-looking car. Now, I'm going to go over to a couple other dealers after this. Tell me what you want me to be sure to compare. Price point being one thing. What else?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I think price point is one. Quality execution from the exterior in terms of the body gaps to the interior materials and soft touch and leather and wood trim, as well as the feature set. It's often when you see premium luxury, you see a car that's, say, the starting price of a competitor's in the low 70s. And then you say, oh, that seems reasonable. And then when you go to the showroom, you look at, well, what came with that $70,000 car? Where is that $70,000 car? And before you know it's not sitting on the showroom. You're looking at an $85,000, $90,000, to $100,000 car once you actually put options on it. And maybe that's the secret that's in premium luxury that we've kind of unveiled, is the fact that most of these base cars are pretty base cars when you consider the price you're paying.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of astounding how little equipment is standard on some of these cars. And then when our expectation is, as a customer, when you're paying, you know, $60,000 on up, you're expecting a very well-equipped vehicle, mm-hmm. not fully equipped vehicle.
Right.
And when you step into the Equus, you see, well, standard blind spot, standard rear cross-traffic alert, standard smart cruise control, just to name a few items.
It's funny because what you just mentioned, when I was reading that in your press materials, I thought, this is a pity that in a driver-distracted world, those features aren't on every automobile or mandatory by
yeah.
by the federal government, because it would help every driver, right? Okay.
Yes, it does. And it's a very popular feature.
Sure.
And the next question a lot of people ask is, you know, how do you guys pick these particular features? And,
right.
You know, we listen to the market, we listen to our customers, and we know that's what they're looking for. You know, safety is a big purchase consideration when you look at luxury and premium luxury in particular.
Yeah.
And we focus a lot of that effort on there.
Well, let's go back, Ricky. Let's go back to, just so that I can be sure the audience knows I'm listening with them. Somebody might be driving a handsome or really cool car, depending on how they want to describe it. And they're yeah. very comfortable, and they're the aspirational driver who has a segment below the luxury, the upper yeah. end, who you want to pull in a Hyundai into their shopping list. Or, if I may use the marketing term, conquest buyer, you're yeah. happy to have the doors swung open at the Hyundai dealership for somebody who's going to pull in an Audi or a BMW or what have you. So I can't avoid saying those brands when I come back to you and I say, they may have one of those fine European or other, you know, United States built, you know, wherever manufactured, Japan built, wherever the car was built, there's some incredibly fierce competitors out there, as you well know as a product manager. So my thought So one of the things I think, if we're together in the dealership and I'm thinking, okay, well, sell me on this, is you may be content with your vehicle, but just the safety features are intriguing enough. If, as a product manager, can you go ahead and describe exactly those features?
Yeah, blind spot's a critical feature for people, and it's something that's really desired because it's something you use every day. So it actually uses sensors in the bumpers, in the rear bumper area,
right.
and it uses basically a radar sensor, and it can detect vehicles that are in your blind spot. So what happens is when the system's activated, if you're driving along the freeway and somebody's in the lane, either to your right or to your left,
right.
if you look at your outside mirrors, if somebody is in your blind spot position, it'll actually light up the mirror, and it'll give you an indicator that shows you that somebody's actually in your blind spot.
And this is this is passive. Ricky, let me just clarify. The alert
yeah.
comes up whether you request it or not. It just activates like an LED?
So it activates actually on the mirror. So
right.
there's actually a display that you wouldn't see normally when it's off. So it'll right. actually light up in kind of like a symbol.
Cool.
And you'll see that, and that'll be your indicator. Right. Of course, if you're a person who wants to shut that off, you could shut that system off as well. But
sure.
I think for most of us, it's such a benefit when you're driving,
sure.
and it's such an added safety factor that it's really critical for us to keep it on. And one other thing I want to note, too, is in our Ultimate model, which
yep.
has heads-up display,
mm-hmm.
it actually will indicate somebody's in your blind spot on the actual heads-up display itself, so that you don't even have to look into your mirror.
Yeah.
So that's actually a first in that segment, because other people put, obviously, speedometer, turn-by-turn navigation up there,
right.
and having the blind spot in there really adds that additional level of safety.
How much extra? Are you able to quote yet on, or is that listed out as a line item price for that head-up display?
No, it's not, because, you know, for our signature trim,
mm-hmm.
our signature trim, it's standard. So
okay.
it's starting from our signature trim, it's standard, and we basically have a very simple build trim. We have a signature and an ultimate trim on the Equus.
So make it easy for people to decide.
Standard across
yeah.
all the vehicles. Yeah.
Okay. Let me see if I got it, and the audience can track with me if they heard what I heard. Activation is optional. You can turn it on or off, sort of like a passenger airbag.
Yeah.
It's sensors located in the rear bumper that are integrated and blended in. I trust they're not sticking out like, you know, spark plugs or something.
No, they're not.
or Kia camera. So they're kind of stealth there in the back. And
yeah,
if you're
inside the bumper cover.
Great, great. And so you're driving down the road, and it's a passive system where you don't have to go in and be saying, I'm about to make a lane change, or I'm curious who's around me. It'll automatically display a small icon or
yeah.
LED in your mirror.
Exactly.
If it distracts you and you don't want it on all the time, you flip it off.
Yeah.
And so that gives you
and
the option. Okay. Didn't you mention
yeah,
a second safety feature?
If you actually signal, and
yeah.
if you actually start signaling
yeah.
and trying to make a turn,
yep.
and somebody's in your blind spot, then the system will actually give you an audible warning to beep at you saying, hey, somebody's in your blind spot.
Yep, yep.
You know?
Okay.
To give you that indication.
Now that's,
and one other cool thing
yeah.
that we could use, because we have those sensors
yeah.
in the bumper, is the fact that we have a rear cross traffic alert as well.
That's what you mentioned.
So obviously, another cool situation. Obviously, when you're backing out of a parking space, you can't always be kind of towards your blind spot, right, when somebody's driving behind you when you're backing out of a parking space.
Yeah.
And it also provides you that alert in the mirrors as well if somebody's in your rear cross-traffic blind spot when you're backing out of a space.
This is great. And, of course, you know, the great thing, ABS, analog braking systems, came in the late 80s, kind of about the time your company was starting, into the high-end cars.
Yep.
And now what's neat is folks can realize that what you're talking about that's in the Equus, and folks, we're talking to Ricky Lau. He's a product manager for Hyundai, talking about the 2014 product line and specifically the Equus. We're talking about the safety features, and we just talked about the blind spot detection, which I laughed about for a moment. And we all benefit by something that's going to alert us to avoid one of the more common accidents. What ABS did for being able to steer and drive around an obstacle rather than skid into it, it sounds like blind spot detection could be something that finds its way all the way down to the base models in years to come, because the economies of scale will kick in. The Hyundai Equus we were talking about earlier, one thing I asked you was if we were in the showroom, I'd say, okay, I might be going to one of your competitor stores, and you said quality, finish, you know, the gap between the pant, the sheet metal on the body, the quality considerations. You were the first company to introduce a 100,000-mile, 10-year powertrain warranty.
Powertrain.
And that was about, I want to say, 2001 or so. Am I right? It's something about more than a decade. So reliability-wise, that's been a factor, proven a commitment, but lived up to that commitment with the recognition by J.D. Power for the Sonata.
Definitely. So you mentioned the powertrain, 10 years, 100,000 miles. Bumper-to-bumper warranty, 5 years, 60,000 miles.
Yeah,
you know,
that was a bold move.
Very bold move. Yeah. And, you know, with the Equus, you know, you talked about us walking into the showroom and looking at cars.
Right.
With the Equus, you don't even have to go to the showroom. We have what we call your time, your place, where if you call an Equus dealer, they can bring the car to you for a test drive and for you to look at the car.
Oh, that's a high-end offer. Sure. Okay,
you
good.
And it also extends to the ownership experience as well. When your car is due for scheduled maintenance, the Equus has free scheduled maintenance for 5 years, 60,000 miles. When your car is due for scheduled maintenance, you can call your dealership up. They can pick up your car, drop you off a loaner vehicle, and take your car for service, and then drop it off after it's done. So, because we know what's the most valuable thing. It's your time. That's the most precious thing to you.
That's the Equus only, though, Ricky, right? That's only for the Equus.
Yeah.
Tell me something, then. Let's shift for product focus again. The Genesis price range is something between $35,000 and $48,000, something like this, generally, from what
correct.
I've read. The Equus is somewhere between $60,000 and $70,000.
Correct.
Okay, so for the audience to have a price point understanding, and I want to expand briefly, I know this is your primary vehicle, the Equus, but the Genesis is a vehicle people would have seen and thought pretty much the same thing. That's a very upscale-looking vehicle. Gee, that's a Hyundai? That's a head-turner. Gets people thinking.
Yeah.
How do you differentiate? I'm looking at buying a Genesis or an Equus. I got a V6 in the Genesis, V8 in the Equus. Well, how do you want to move me up if you were playing salesperson for Hyundai? I'm looking to spend about $45,000 to $48,000. You say, well, let me tell you what you can get for another $12,000 to $14,000. The Equus brings more horsepower, larger engine, direct injection. It's a pretty hot engine, obviously. There was something else I noted about direct injected, and what else? Oh, 8-speed transmission.
Well, I think
of course, the Genesis has an 8-speed, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So the Genesis has a 5.0 R-Spec model that has the same powertrain combination that's in the Equus. So the 429 horsepower V8 with the 8-speed automatic transmission.
Right.
And what's great with both of these products is really depending on where you are, you know, from where you feel like financially to what your needs are, you can really determine what's best for you. If you're not looking for a car that's quite as full-featured as the Equus or as large or in that price range as the Equus, then you obviously have the Genesis, which is a great car, great space.
Well, if you go head-to-head Genesis-wise, what's it compete with? The Genesis doesn't compete exactly with the same vehicles as the Equus. How do you differentiate those in the marketplace against your...
That's a great question because, you know, for when we launched the Genesis, a lot of people didn't have a great idea, you know, where we competed on because our price point was so outstanding versus the competition. So where we are really in the heart of market is in the mid-luxury segment with the Genesis sedan.
Yeah.
So you're talking about obviously the 5 Series, the E-Class Mercedes, the Lexus GS, as well as the Infiniti M.
Yep.
So those types of vehicles, and as well as Cadillac CTS.
Okay.
So that's the type of space that we're in. We've been really proud of with the Genesis is the fact that we're attracting a lot of people who are new to the Hyundai brand, as well as giving our customers an opportunity to move up. So somebody who had a Sonata or had an Azera before, now they have a move-up opportunity in our family of vehicles.
Yeah.
And it's the same case with Equus now. Equus serves as our flagship. So for those who owned a Genesis, it's a step-up opportunity for them as well.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, you know, we've seen this across the industry in other vehicle lineups as well.
But no, it's all strong. Let me wind down with you. I note that Consumer Reports in the April 2013 issue is considering both the Genesis and the Equus as recommended, as well as the Elantra. And I think some people don't get excited about Consumer Reports because of the controversy of their history in some vehicles, but I don't think anybody can deny that they're generally pretty on point. They have their own brand equity for credibility, and they recommend the Hyundai Accent, the Elantra, the Equus, the Genesis, the Sonata, and the Tucson. And I'm just impressed, of course, with their recommendations, and I think the audience would like to know that, because this is not simply a, you know, hey, isn't Hyundai a cool car? This is more like, how did Hyundai get so far so fast? You didn't. You paid your dues, is what you've explained. Here's my question. From the Hyundai Excel, which is a core model at the start of the company's launch, what now is your center space? What's the vehicle that's the sweet spot for you, besides the fact that as your marketing would go, the Equus is your baby, but you've got the Sonata, you've got the Santa Fe, the Genesis Coupe, which is very cool. You know, that's just a pretty neat, there's a vehicle that any car enthusiast out there would have to turn heads on. The styling has been fantastic. So where's the Excel in all this? I'm saying that with a smile. I mean, where's the spirit of that struggling Excel that was bumping along and trying to make it find its space to wiggle in front of other cars on the showrooms back in the 80s? I mean, it must be like from the Cars movie, you know, it would stand tall and hold its chest out and say, you were all picking on me back in the 80s. Well, look at me now. Where's the Excel? Where's the Excel standing up in all this group?
You could say the spirit of the Excel lives in the Accent today.
Okay.
And if you
and it's a recommended car.
Yeah, it's a recommended car. It's got outstanding value, outstanding product execution.
Let me tell you, the audience, $15,000 in 2013. That's the price of an expensive refrigerator. I mean, to be a real car. Yeah.
And you get a car with a four cylinder with direct injection. We were the first manufacturer to offer direct injection in that segment.
32 miles per gallon, right? Yeah.
Manual transmission.
Yeah.
I mean, what you get in the quality.
So if you
continue that tradition, except, you know, at an elevated form now versus what we did with the Excel back in, like you said, back in 86.
So you know what I want to tell you? If you get really close and you just listen very quietly, you'll hear Hyundai saying, Excel, it just took a while, right? And here comes Accent coming out there to smile. So here you guys are, Genesis Coupe. That's doing well with the enthusiast audience, and that's a price point of mid-20s up to 35. You got a pretty broad sweep there. 2-liter four-banger, 274 horsepower turbo with a 3.8 V6 optional, 6-speed or 8-speed, 6-speed manual or 8-speed automatic. What's going on for the future of that, just in terms of Santa Fe, Sonata? Anything you want to spotlight for stay tuned, because in 2014 and 2015, is there anything you might tease us about as we close out?
I think what I'd say is that, you know, with our 2014 model year Equus, I hope people would get the chance to see that. That's a very impressive refresh on that vehicle.
Okay.
And, you know, stay tuned. We obviously just launched the Santa Fe, three-row Santa Fe, which is hitting the market.
Great.
That's a great product.
So what's how many places is that? Is that a five? Is that a six seat, or what's how many people can sit in that three row?
That can seat seven.
Seven
people. So that's it's still two in the third row, and then three in the bench on the second row.
Fantastic.
So you could have seven seating capacity on that car.
Fantastic.
And in terms of just things to look forward to, you know, come Detroit Auto Show 2014.
Yeah.
We'll have the next generation Genesis sedan ready to show you guys. We're really excited about that.
It's going
to
be a V12 with twin turbos, spooled up, 220 mile per hour. That's exciting stuff. Well, Ricky Lau from Hyundai, thank you for your time today and for being able to take us in for a close-up, especially in the Equus. Some very exciting things inside that technology and luxury world. And I'm sure you're very proud of what you've been doing over at Hyundai, and your team is as well. So congratulations, and thanks for your time on the show today.
Steve, thank you very much for having me on your show today. Really appreciate it. And I want to let all the folks know out there, they can always go to HyundaiUSA.com and check out the latest and greatest on what we have out there.
I kidded you about the Hyundai Excel, but the spirit of that car must be proud, because a few people back then were probably saying, you know, one day, Hyundai is going to be powerful in the marketplace. Well, that day's come. Congratulations.
Great. Thank you, Steve.
And thank you all for joining us for this segment on the World of Wheels. And this brings us to a close of another visit with all of you here on the Car Guys Show. Join us here again next week for another visit from the Coastal Riviera, right here in Santa Barbara on News Talk 990 KTMS and thecarguy.com for video travels. Keeping you car wise, I'm Steve Ford, the Car Guy.